saying Legislative District 13 is a conservative district and needs a conservative state Senate candidate, Brent Backus believes he is the right person for the job. KAWC's Kim Johnson spoke with Backus about his candidacy.
Backus calls himself a Reagan conservative and says he's been involved in Republican politics since 1980. He's married and owns a management system consulting business. Backus says he's affiliated with a number of conservative organizations, including the NRA, Judicial Watch, and the Heritage Foundation, to name a few. Backus has lived in Waddell, Arizona, for the past 4 years. I asked the former Pennsylvania resident why he moved to Arizona. Was it your job, or was it something else that brought you to Arizona?
What brought me to Arizona, to be honest with you, Kim, is that Arizona is a red state. I prefer the strong conservative state that believes in God and country, and that's why I came to Arizona. And as the aging process takes over, Kim, my arthritis will get worse, and I need to be in a dry climate.
Well, you picked a good state then for that, that's for sure. Tell me a little bit about some of the key themes of your campaign.
Water, water, and water. I worked for the Pennsylvania Department of Water Resources back in the early 80s, so I think I know something about water because Arizona needs water. And I've been saying this for the last few months. We have to get all the players to the table. Our future water resources are going to be how we transfer water from other water basins to feed the Colorado River Basin watershed. That's our water. Lake Mead is going to be in drastic conditions come next year. And guess who it's going to hurt? It's going to hurt Yuma as well as the urban areas. But there's other issues on the table, too. Public education is still an issue here in Arizona. We need to adequately fund public education. Another issue that conservative constituents brought to my attention is we got to get a better grasp of illegal immigration. According to the Fair Federation for American Immigration Reform, according to their research, illegal immigration costs the Arizona taxpayer $2.7 billion per year. And that was at 2009 level. So I think Arizona needs to be serious about how we deal with legal immigration.
As a side issue with regard to immigration, what are your feelings on immigrant children being housed at facilities here in the state of Arizona?
They're breaking the law, Kim. Now, they need to be housed. I feel bad for them. Yeah, but you know what? We have to have disincentives for people illegally coming to our country. I think it's terrible that parents are going to put their kids in that situation. I think, yeah, let's provide them housing. Let's get them through the process, but we still have to tighten up our immigration laws. The taxpayers that I talk to are upset about how much money we're wasting at the state level and the national level giving handouts to illegals as well as refugees. And that has to stop.
Let's talk just a little bit about Don Shooter. Are you surprised, considering what happened in the legislature a few months ago and his expulsion from it?
What was the expulsion vote? If I remember, the score was 53-6. I don't recognize Don. The voters don't recognize Don. He's persona non grata in the voters' eyes. The voters will be the final arbitrator and judge to vote Don out.
That'll be determined August 28th in the Republican primary. Backus faces Don Shooter and incumbent Sina Kerr, appointed earlier this year to fill the unexpired term of Steve Montenegro. The winner takes on Democrat Michelle Harris in the November general election. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.